Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah. She says, hola, Evangelista. And God kept saying, new.
overwhelming for me, talking about newness. It's like new, everything new. You know, I like what I like. I like the same old. Let me see the same people. But how many of you know that God will change things? And when a season's up, God is going to do what He's going to do, get you where He needs you to go. Even if you don't understand it, even if you cannot comprehend it, when it's time to move, God says it's time to move. When it's time for the advancement, take it. You know, and I'm talking about, see, they have this, and God said, no, focus on me. Focus on your season. Focus on where I have you. And how many of you know that sometimes God will bring people together, and sometimes God will separate people. And sometimes God will just open up the door, and the other door can still open. Whatever way God is moving, are you going to be willing to move? Don't become stuck. Don't become stuck in things happening on what is God saying to me about my life, about this situation. Don't become stuck. Don't become stuck in the mud. Don't become stuck in the past. Don't become stuck in your perception of the situation. Sometimes you have to say, Lord, show me. We should be saying all the time, Lord, show me your way. How do you feel about this? Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me. Boy, Lion, what's going on, Lion? We don't become stuck. Be willing to change. Now I'm like, okay, Lord, what is today going to be like? I'm like, Lord, don't move too fast now. I'm still getting used to all this new stuff that you're doing in my life in this season. But the key word in this season, I feel, hey, Lion, hey, Angel, is don't become stuck. Don't become stuck. Embrace your new season. Embrace what God is doing. Embrace what God is trying to do in your life. Now, how many of you know that when God begins to move, sometimes you go at His pace. You know, sometimes things might go fast. Sometimes things might go slow. But God's going to go in His pace. But you know, if we're obedient, He can make things a lot easier. It goes a little bit like I was telling you earlier about my little example I was giving to you guys a few minutes ago. What's going on, Jenny? John chapter 21, verses 20 through 23, it reads as follows. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following him. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, Lord, who is going to betray you to remain alive until I return? What is that to you? You must follow me. What's going on, Brian? Because of this, the rumor spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He said only, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? I want to encourage you to stay focused on where you are. To remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. How about this? Let's bring it to ourselves. Sometimes we ask God, what about that person? That person appears like they're giving this blessing. That person appears like they're getting that blessing. And we're here on this in this new season. He's about to embark on a new season in his life. And, you know, and just imagine God is saying to us, what is that to you? You must follow me. He might lead to one in a totally different pattern. Different path. But you got to stay focused on what you're supposed to do. Are you going to be ready for him when he returns? Are you going to do the work that he's called you to do? Are you going to walk through the doors that he opens for you? Are you going to become stuck worrying about other people and what about that person? They're being blessed. Hey, are you being obedient to what God has called you to no one else? What about what are you going to do for them? How are you going to move in their life? No, focus on where you are. We got to focus on where we are at. You know, and I want you guys to understand something. Sometimes we're going to have those days. And sometimes we're going to have those times in our flesh where we feel like, Lord, how am I going to make it to this next step? This journey is difficult. How am I? And then I wrote a song in the middle of it. But turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this world will grow strange and dim in the light of his glory and grace. got to do is you got to follow Jesus. Let's talk about that following Jesus, even in the new season. You know, sometimes, how many of you know that when we go into a new season and to a new setting, whatever doors God is opening, whatever doors you've never been, you're looking around, just looking at things you might think, that's going to be impossible to do. How am I going to get through that? You look at all these different things. When we follow someone, we have to stay focused. We have to keep our eyes and our gaze on that person. So I want to encourage you, in the season that God's changing things in your life, as he's changed things in my life, that we'll stay focused on following him, listening to him, and doing what it is that he's calling us to do. Let's talk about the act of following, right? When you follow someone, you must believe that you're following someone who's completely going to lead you where you need to go. You got to believe in who you're following. You got to believe in who you're following, right? You know, Jesus told him, you must follow me, follow me. And following, we have to believe him. We have to believe in the person who's leading us. Then we must trust that person. We must trust that person that we're following. Trust that they're leading us in the right place, to the right place. Trust that what doors are opening and how he's leading us, that it's him. We have to trust. And then we must act, follow him if we can become stuck if we're not paying attention to what's the word I'm saying? I'm trying to mess with the screen. We have to act on it. We have to put some action behind what we're saying, what we're believing. And that's what we got to do. Don't become stuck. Take that step. Embrace, build up. There's a season to tear down. There's a season to weep. There's a season to rejoice. There's a season to open. There's a season to close. There's a season for everything under the sun. And we just have to be willing to be obedient and trust God. We have to be obedient and willing to believe that he's leading us in the right direction. Don't become stuck. Evangelista says this.
All right. Now, you know what? How many of you know when? Listen, it's so good to see you back on here, Evangelista. I got a fool. I'm going to drop the mic before I even read it. When there's no enemy within the enemies, in the outside, when there's no enemy within the enemies, in the outside can hurt you. Sometimes we ask God and we go hard when we ask for favor. And when God does bless, all right, we stall. She's saying it, y'all. She is saying it right here. We stall or start putting conditions to his favor. We sometimes are our worst enemy. We stand in our own way. I would say let's add in our prayers and say, what's up, Felix? And say, Lord, help me not stand in the way. Help me trust the complete process from start to finish. Amen and amen. What's going on, Cleveland? What's going on, bro?
Stand in our way.
You have said it right there, Evangelist. I'm going to read this again. When there's no enemy within the enemies, and the outside can hurt me. Hey, Brandon. What's going on, Karina? Sometimes we ask God and we go hard when ask for favor. When God does bless us, we don't appreciate and jump on it. We stall or start putting conditions to his favor. We sometimes are our worst enemy. We stand in our own way. Amen, amen, amen. I love this. I love this, Evangelist. I love this. You know, tonight's message, don't become stuck. Embrace your new season. That's the topic for tonight, Brandon. My mom says, amen, Evangelista, thanks for making it plain. Yeah, Evangelista, you did that. You did that. You did that thing, Evangelista. Amen. But I'm telling you guys, what you said was true, and I can say this. Who I'm going. And one of my friends, I said, look, wait a second. God has just opened up a major door in your life. You better stop and give him some thanks. You know, stop and give him some thanks. And then we, like Evangelista said, we stand in our own way. We stand in our own way. Praise God, Brandon. We stand in our own Thank you, Evangelista. You're about to be shouting up here tonight on this thing. What's going on, Angela? You know, I have to say this. We have to be cognizant. We have to really understand the prayers we pray. And when God blesses us and he opens up that new door, follow me. He doesn't mean stay there. He doesn't mean, sometimes we try to reason with God. We try to reason with the Holy Spirit. Lord, why are you telling me to do that? Let's do this this way. And God said, follow me. You're wasting time. Listen to this. That song, I remember from the Jackson 5's Time Waits for No One. Listen, this is not the time to try to reason. You know, Jesus is telling you not to reason. Hey, Angela, don't try to reason. Just follow him. You know, here's a story about the clock. This is a headline, a heading in Matthew chapter 8, verse 22. When it says this, I'll make your breath drop. Matthew chapter 8, verse, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. What's going on, Gigi? He said, Jesus told him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. You know what? The whole thing was just follow me. Jesus wants us to follow him. You know, don't tell him, no, I can't do that right now. I'm trying to focus on this and do this. Jesus said, no, you follow me. It's not even about your new season. Whatever it is that God is trying to do in your life, be willing to do that thing. Be willing to do it and be willing to follow him. You know, Brandon says this, we are going to be in that storm and one day it's going to stop. Okay, I hear you, Brandon. Brandon says again, I'm going to read that again, we are going to be in that storm and one day it's going to stop. Yeah, one day it will stop. What's going on, Kurt? Now I'm going to read to you Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 20, okay? Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. Evangelista says this, yes, and we need to stop tripping, going hard, and strategizing for business growth. We get excited, we dress up, show out for business. We need to put that same emphasis and strategize for our spiritual growth. Kingdom work is 24/7. Evangelista, if you're right here, right now, I will slap you. You hear me? I will slap better doing that. I'm going to have to drop my pen, but I can't find any pens. Okay, I found a pen. I'm going to drop this pen. This is my mic, all right? I'm dropping the mic. I just have to walk away from that. I'm going to read that again, what she said. Evangelista, you are on fire tonight. Yes. Lynn Lyon says, yeah. Yes, we need to stop tripping, going hard, and strategizing for business growth. This is what Evangelista said. What's going on, Emily? Every way you do what you do, it's worldly when you aren't even thinking about doing it for God. Take that same energy in investing, that same energy in going for our goals, and focus on our spiritual growth. Kingdom work is 24/7. How many of you know it's not just a Sunday thing? This is not just a Sunday thing or a weekend thing or when you have a rehearsal or you go to midweek service on Wednesday. This is a 24 Heart Love Radio Show, and I'm G. Wright. Tonight's topic is don't become stuck. Embrace your new season. You know, I'm going to read to you Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. It says this, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, right? Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets. To the move. What new door have I opened for you? Go through that new door. Some of you guys have business ventures. You guys, I'm trying to show you. Some of you guys are saying, Lord, I know that there's more to life than this. And he's trying to show you. But don't become stuck in where you are and who's there and what God is doing in that person's life and what he's doing in that person's life. Focus on what God is trying to do in your life. Focus on your spiritual growth. Focus on God. Put your focus on, you know, and I got to say this. Sometimes you got to close the door to negativity. First of all, we should always close the door to negativity. Sometimes
sometimes we have to close the door to negative people. What are we listening to? Sometimes we're upset because we have people with, talking in our ear, telling us some crazy stuff, telling us things that are taking us away from our goal. One thing that God has shown me this week is this building, are they building you up? Are they really adding to where you're trying to go? Are they going in the direction you're trying to go in? So we have to pay attention. Who's in our life? Who's in our ear? Who are we listening to? Are we coming stuck because some people, they know their stuff. In fact, they're not even trying to go anywhere. You know, you're the one trying to go somewhere, and some people around you, I'm good where I'm at. Why are you trying to do that? So sometimes you come stuck. Sometimes we come stuck, and we don't embrace the new season what God's trying to do, because some people are saying, don't do that. Why are you trying to do that? No, focus on God. What is God telling you to do in your life? What is God trying to do? What does God want you to do? And listen to this. 100% faith. Let us put all that energy in years in my life. It's 14 years old. One of my supposed years. I learned to leave people alone and let God. And can I get some real people? You got to go sit back and say to yourself, got to pray for them. Amen. You're in the right direction, Brandon. Your mom's doing a great job. A great job, but that's a great perspective. So worried and trying to please others. Yeah, Brandon, if you can learn this now at 14, Brandon, you're going to save yourself a lot of grief. Focus on you. Focus on you, not trying to please people, because people are going to have their own perspective, their own opinion. And, you know, really, in all honesty, just stay focused on what God is telling you to do, young man. I'm proud of you. Keep up the great work. Where we need to be, instead of being busy preparing our spirits on where we need to be. Wow. All right. I'm going to read that one again, Lyle. We can be so busy trying to prepare things that are only vehicles to where we need to be, instead of being busy preparing our spirits for where we need to be. Wow. That's deep line. That's what every need. We can be so controlling sometimes in certain aspects of our lives to the point where we are in God's way. Amen, Brian. Amen. You are saying that thing. You're welcome, Brandon. You are saying that thing right there. You know, sometimes things are just merely vehicles. I'll bring water up here right now. Especially during this allergy season. But, hey, Janine, but you know, you're telling the truth right there. You are telling the truth right there, Armand. Our focus needs to be on preparing our spirits and where we need to be. So that whole thing about not becoming stuck, embracing the new season, down roll in the whole thing. Because we cannot control others. We can't control how other people react. Don't become stuck. Embrace your new season. And I'm going to tell you this. Rejoice in the Lord. The whole thing about not becoming stuck, embracing your new season, praise God. I tell you guys this. If God kept me, the year 2016, God kept me while I was on zero with zero. And when those things come, those times come, I feel a little overwhelmed. I just have to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Evangelista says this. And once you get it, really get it. The ladder to living a true life with purpose on purpose. All right. But the key is to don't be stingy with what you know. Share with others. Ooh. You're saying this. You're saying this, Evangelista. We have to remember this stuff. Evangelista says, but the key is to don't. Amen, amen, and amen. What's up, Roberto? Amen, amen, amen. And once you get it, you really get it. Thank you, Evangelista. You are saying it. You are saying it right there. What's going on, cuz Archbishop? What's going on?
And I love this part when you said this. But the key is don't be stingy. This is what Evangelist wrote, guys. This is my words, right? These are my words. With what you know, share with others. Send that ladder back down and help another. And once you get it, you really get it. You have to make sure you get it. You can't help somebody up and you just get it. You don't know fully. You haven't fully learned yourself. You can really reach back and help someone, but before you get it, make sure that you are ready. Which season are you in? Are you in that season to do that? Are you in that season to learn? Are you in that season to learn? You know what I mean? You have to get that learn. And once you get it, you really get it. But you know what? You have to rejoice. We have to rejoice. Praise the Lord in every facet of life. Praise the Lord in the good times. Praise the Lord in the bad times. Praise the Lord in the morning. Praise the Lord 24/7. Praise the Lord. Rejoice. Say thank you. Thank you. Even when you don't understand, thank you. Even when you're tired, thank you. Even when you don't truly know everything or where you are at, just say thank you, Lord, for showing me. And we just have to have that faith and trust in it. You know, like the scriptures, you know, like the song, you know, when praises go up, the blessings come down. There's something happens when we praise. When we praise God and we praise Him, something happens through. And when He's, and listen to this, it's not going to always be like that. Just like my student was saying, it's not going to always be like Brandon was saying, it's not going to always be like that. Hey, Trina. The seasons will change. The season will change. It's not going to always be like that, like he said earlier. Brandon says this. My mother always says, leave people alone that don't have good company. And sometimes a simple thank you is enough. Yeah, enough. And keep it moving. Keep it moving. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Because those of you who are coming through, I started out from John chapter 21, verses 20 to 23. When in 22, Jesus was answering, he answered Peter, right? And he said, if I want to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow some God and not on others. Peter was so focused on that disciple that loved Jesus that he could not see, what about that person? You know, how are they going to live? And like Jesus said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. So don't become stuck looking at other people and wondering what God is going to do and how he's going to work in their lives. Do what it is that God is telling you to do. Don't get upset because it looks like God's blessing someone else more than he's blessing you. Your season will come. What season are you in? Maybe you're in preparation stage and it's not time for you to go out. Maybe there's something that God wants you to learn before you go out. You know, yeah, Trina, amen, focus on God. What's going on, Harry? What's going on with you, bro? Focus on God, you know, journey in life's lesson. But sometimes we're so focused on this person is not doing this right, that person is not doing that right. Why are they, you know, how about, look in the mirror, pull out a pocket mirror, look in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I doing? Look at my life. What am I doing for the Lord? What am I doing to I had someone and they didn't agree with my decision. And they did not agree with what I said the Lord was telling me to do in my life. No, everyone's not going to agree with what God is doing in your life. Everyone's not going to agree with the decision that you make in your life. But if you really take that time and really just focus on your, am I really doing that thing? Some of you guys told you, step out there, put your music out there. Step out there and do those things you said you wanted to do. Design. Do those things, whatever it is that God's called you to do, do that thing and focus on your journey. You know, praise God, Henry. Henry says, good message, I need to hear that. Praise God, Henry. You know, I need to hear this myself, Henry. Focus on your journey. You've got to focus on your own journey. Focus on, dare you. No
those who are listening, those who will listen, I dare you to focus on your own life. Focus on your own goals. Focus on the life lessons that you, the things you've gone through, you're supposed to learn. Because sometimes we go through things over and over and over again because we never got it the first time. But like Vangelista said, once you get it, you got it. All right. That's so true, Lion. Lion says this, what if you are scared to focus on yourself? Then he says, we cannot receive a spirit of fear. I'm glad you said that, Lion. I'm dropping the mic. I'm glad you said that. Because sometimes that fear gets us. It's so much easier for us to look at somebody else's life and why they aren't going forward, why they aren't moving forward. It's another thing for us to take that same examining, that same thing, and flip it and get a picture of ourselves. Ha! And ask us that same question. You aren't doing this. You aren't doing that. You know, it's so much easier and less threatening. It's so much easier and less threatening. Come, you're not doing that. When we have so much going on in our own lives, we have so much going on, so much mess in our own lives that we miss it. So we're so focused on somebody else rather than being focused on what God is doing in our lives. Can I get an amen, somebody? Hey, what's going on, Ron Theodore? We're talking about this tonight. Don't become stuck. Embrace your new way. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't receive that spirit of fear like Lion was saying. Don't receive that spirit of fear. Deal with yourself. Why am I not moving forward? What things have I not done? What have I not done in my own life? No matter what's happening in our environment or in our world, we need to be remaining planted on the truth. Don't sacrifice your belief, your integrity. Let's be like that oldie song lyric, say, I will not be moved, okay? I will not be moved, okay? I will not be moved, okay? Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I will not be moved. Yeah, I will not be moved. Thank you, Vangelista. Keep going first in all you do. Say that word. How about this? Be busy with the things God has given you and give thanks. You know what? When your season, where you are is where you are right now. And just look at your life and see what doors are God open, what doors are God closing, what has God been doing, where are you at in your life? Where are they at? Step by step. And guess what? God is with us. Even when you feel like I'm coming stuck, take that step. Don't think about the 20 yards you have to get to. Take a step. Get there small steps. If you got to crawl, crawl. If you got to slide, do the electric slide. Do whatever it is that you got to do, but move in the right direction.
Evangelista.
You know, but whichever way you got to do that thing, do that thing. If you got to slide your way through. Slide. Crawl. Take small steps. If you're going to leap. If you're going to run. But don't become stuck. Embrace your new season. And that whole guy moving. My car's not moving. The key's in there. The car looks like the gear's on drive. You got your foot on the brake. Why do you have your foot on the brake? Take your foot off the brake and the car will move. Sometimes we stand in our own way. Don't let us stand in our own way. I'm going to read this. Evangelista says this. Oh, yeah, it's an oldie, bro. Nine, but a great one. Yeah, that is. It is. You know, it's all in your mind sometimes. You can move. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the new things that God has in store for you. Don't be afraid of relationships that might be changing right before your eyes. Don't be afraid, because guess what? When you go through that thing, there's something better. There's something better. Someone needs to hear this. There's something better on the other side. that on the other side. Don't worry about who's calling you, who's not calling you. Is God talking to you? Is God leading you? Is he guiding you? Is he opening doors? Is he trying to make his will plain in your life? Focus on that. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Give me the words that will bring you life. You know, speak to my heart. And God is speaking to your heart. He's speaking to our hearts. Don't become stuck. Don't worry about what happened last year. Don't worry about this person did that to me when I was 6. You're 46. You're 50-something. Some of you guys are 60-something. This person did this to me when I was a child. That's 50 years ago. Let's get over it. Don't be stuck. Let it go. Sometimes we just got to let go. That song, Let Go, Let God. Don't become stuck. Embrace your new season. Let go of fear. Live. Everything has to change, right? Everything will change. The world is always rotating, right? It's not going to stop rotating. Things are going to happen, but we have to keep it moving. We have to keep it moving. We have those milestones. Say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Thank you. Thank you. Be 100% present. When you deal with the pain, you deal with the heartache that you might have been going through or that you are going through, be 100% present. Lord, I'm going through this thing. I need your help. Help me. If you feel like you're stuck, help me, Lord, because I am. So I don't want to go through another season struggling with the same issue. I don't want to go through the same season struggling with the same thing. But, Lord, which direction do you want me to go in my life? Some of you guys might have to move. Some of you guys might have to relocate. Some of you guys, the door will close to some relationships and friendships. Some of the doors might open to new relationships or to familiar relationships. Whatever it is, just be in your life and in the season in your life, but don't become stuck. Don't become stuck. Let us embrace the new season and let us follow Jesus. Let us follow Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Let us go on our. So tonight, guys, again, the message was message has been don't become stuck. Embrace your new season. And Jesus says, follow him. Follow him. Don't worry about other people. Focus on where you are. Get what God wants you to get right now. And I love this. Because this is exactly what I'm about to say. Evangelist says this. Yes, let's not live a comparing life, an envious life. Walk in your light. The church, the people that should know it is lukewarm, their light is dim. And we are seeing the repercussions of that. We need to get it together. The different spirit of living a mediocre life. We are queens and kings. Amen. Amen, Evangelist. That is so true. At comparing, Peter was comparing. He was a little jealous of that disciple whom Jesus loved. He was jealous of him. Listen, don't become jealous. Don't become stuck with jealousy or envy. Embrace your new season. And go on, Gerald. I believe that's what God is saying to us. Whatever God has called you to do with your life, whatever season you are, whatever your walk is, wherever you are in your walk with Christ, don't become stuck. God is wanting to do new things in your life. Embrace your new season. Learn the different lessons that God has been teaching you. My mom and everyone, family, the rest of my family who are listening, my friends, listen, we're in this thing together. Be encouraged. Don't give up. And I love all you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming out, guys. Thank you for those who didn't say anything. Just pray for everyone. Pray for each other. And, Lord, pray that you be glorified. In Jesus' name, pray. Again, thank you guys for coming through tonight. Please share this video on your pages. Good night, Evangelista. She says, God bless everyone. Till next time. Yes, till next time. Love you guys. God bless you guys. Be encouraged, okay?